Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for inspiration this morning, Father God, to put across the truth of the reality of every good gift comes from you. And you work in our hearts, you lead us, and then we need to be in tune with what you say so that we can be obedient people that have seen who we really are and then put it into practice in word and in deed. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. The readings this morning is Psalm 106 and its verses 32 and 33.
They angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account, for they made his spirit bitter, and he spoke rashly with his lips.
We've been reading now constantly, and then they done this, and then they took idols, and then they didn't listen to the they didn't please the Lord. So constantly you see this harassment that Moses and Aaron is having to see experience. I mean, even there where the Lord himself, I mean, who can open up the earth and swallow up the wicked, and who can bring fire down to take out the religious people moving outside their boundaries? Only God. But yet they were accused that they killed the Lord's people. And here Moses and Aaron is fed up. And what happened, the Lord told them there, go and speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. And then Moses was angry, and then he hit the rock twice. But God still came through with bringing water from the rock and fed the people. But this cost Moses and Aaron that they won't go into the promised land. That's what the Lord said to them later. But yet the lesson is, again, that God is giving to us is that we mustn't allow bitterness. We mustn't. We've got to keep our hearts pure before the Lord, because it's from the heart that the rivers of life flow from. He says that he works in us to will and to do, and where's that in our hearts? I mean, our hearts are in his hands like a river, and so we hear from God in our heart, and then we need to speak accordingly, don't take away. And so it's so important, this is that we go to God. Beautiful, they went to God. But we don't still allow the bitterness to ensnare us. When we go to God, we must make sure the bitterness about the situation and why we came there is dealt with, is taken away, because God is intervening now. And just stay in the flow of the Spirit, stay in the peace. James says this so nicely in chapter 1. And he's basically first speaking about sin. It just brings more sin, and it's when it conceives, it brings forth death. But then he goes on to about us receiving the implanted word, which can save our souls. And to receive that implanted word, you need to draw close and you need to hear. And then he goes on to say, but just before that, don't get angry. Don't allow anger does not produce the righteousness of God. So, and you've got to be slow to speak, quick to hear. Oh, how's it go? Quick to hear, and slow to speak. And so the understanding is that I always say, and that, you know, you've got two eyes. So you see a situation in the natural, but then you've got to see it also in the spirit.
I've got two ears.
And then you've got two ears as well. You can hear what people are saying, but then you also want to, more than just seeing in the spirit, you're wanting to hear now also from the spirit. So with the two eyes and with the two ears, there's you more, you are waiting on God. You are taking hold of what God is saying in the midst, and then you speak. Because once it comes from your mouth, that's the rudder of your life, and you want to keep your rudder in line with the Almighty, in line with the author and the perfecter of your faith, in line with the skipper, the driver, of to bring about your destiny. So that's the lesson this morning, and that's what I believe God wants to show us. Don't be hasty. Don't be quick to speak. Take time to see in the spirit, hear in the spirit, and then speak. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you remind us in Philippians 2 verse 13 that you give us the desire and the power to do your will in Jesus' name.